آمين يا رب العالمين. حضرت مفتي صاحب، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this 24th Roza of Ramadan. مفتي صاحب, the Ummah is waiting for your nasiha and advice. Inshallah, the platform is yours, مفتي صاحب.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Ramadan Mubarak 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verse number 2. The beginning of the 18 Jews, the 18 Supara. In yesterday's lesson, we discussed قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, the believers who have true Iman and Islam, and they don't have any doubts and skepticism, they are the ones who are successful. That is our very foundation. Now we are putting up the structure and the edifice, and we need to inculcate and imbue within ourselves all these qualities. So after the Iman, now which quality do we require? الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They are those people who are, they read and perform their salat and their namaz and their prayer, خاشعون, with humility. They are humble in standing in front of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Here there are several discussions. Number one is the salat. Why is salat called salat? Salat is called salat because as-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. It is the link, the connection, the nexus between slave, servant and Almighty Allah. Without salat, a person can never ever come near to the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hence Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made it compulsory 5 times every 24 hours. So I'm going to go just now in half an hour's time or 25 minutes time, and we'll be reading 2 rakats, 2 units. Why do we pray 2 units in the early part of the morning, half an hour, 1 hour, 45 minutes or so before sunrise? We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of touching. I am sitting here and the desk is in front of me. I can touch it and tell you whether it's hot or cold. Then around 12:30, 1 o'clock, when the sun has passed the zenith, we read 4 units. We thank Almighty Allah for the sense of hearing. We can hear from all 4 directions. What the great mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then in the late afternoon, when it's 4, 4:30, 5 o'clock, depending on the season, we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of smelling. Our wives cooked a wonderful meal, sumptuous meal, and before we even enter the house, I go from downstairs to upstairs, the aroma is already coming. Or you apply some, you know, itar and perfume, you, the husband, and your wife knows now the husband is entering. So from all 4 directions, you can smell it. So you thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of smell. Maghrib time after sunset we pray, and then we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for the sense of sight and seeing. We can see in front, right and left, we can't see behind us. So imagine if a person is blind and he has so many handicaps and problems then. And then 1.5, 2 hours after sunset, we perform the Isha Salat. We thank Almighty Allah for the Quwwat Zaika, the sense of taste. Whatever liquid solid we consume, either it is sweet, either it is sour, either it is bitter, either it is salty. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the power and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Till this ummah, till me and you and the global international followers, do not read our 5 times salat daily, hadaran wa safara, whether we are at home or whether we are traveling, till then the help of Almighty Allah will not come globally. If you want the assistance, everything became compulsory here on the land and sand. But for Salat, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala invited him, Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, for the miraculous nocturnal journey. That is the journey of Mi'raj, and from Makkah Mukarramah to Majlul Aqsa, as enshrined in chapter 17 and verse number 1. That is known as Isra. And then leading the prophets and messengers in prayer. That is Fajr time. And we should remember to show the Master alayhi salam is Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen. And then the Mi'raj, the ascension to go up into the heavens and skies. When returning, take the 5 salat as a gift, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take the last 2 verses of Surah Baqarah, chapter number 2, verses 285, 286, as a gift. And tell your ummah, they must learn it and teach it to others. The hadith is mentioned in Mustadrak Hakim. And give them great tidings, if they pass away and when they pass away, without kufr and shirk, without blasphemy, idol worship, polytheism, then walahul jannah, for them will be paradise. Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. So salat became compulsory in the heavens and skies to show us it is the most important ibadat and act of worship. If a person is regular, punctual with his salat 5 times a day, all the other aspects will come alive, provided that he reads his salat with devotion, concentration and humility. Today we're reading, performing Taraweeh, and what do we see? We see it's not Taraweeh, it's Ferrari, and they are just reading up and down, kiss the ground, back to town. That is not Salat. That type of Salat will be thrown back in our face. Always learn to fulfill our duty with beauty. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's final advice to the Ummah, As-Salah, As-Salah, guard your Salah, وَمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ, and over whom you have authority, you must fulfill their rights. So that is what Islam teaches us. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, Muslim Sharif. Oh, you brothers, sisters in Gauteng, you only have 1 minute left now, so try and finish up and start reading Istighfar, that our time is going to finish very, very quickly and rapidly. May Almighty Allah accept our Siyam, our Qiyam, our fasting, our tilawat, our taraweeh, and all our a'mal saliha, our righteous deeds. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, day number 181 of the Gaza genocide. So Biden, Mr. Genocide, Joe, Mr. Genocide Biden, the harami war criminal, has an outrage and he condemned Israel. All that is lip service. In the words of George Galloway, putting lipstick on the pig. That's what these people are. So if you got so much worry, concern about the Palestinians and the 35,000-40,000 that Israelis murdered and they targeted and 100,000 injured, so why are you still supporting them by giving them arms and ammunition? All this is just to fool the public, and it is just public relations. See, I show you 3 more things of America. Now they, the Palestinians and the United Nations, have applied, remember, for full membership. So America told them, no, you cannot do that. Why? Because we have to discuss this matter with Israel. Tell Israel to go to hell. We're discussing with them for 75 years because they're occupiers, they're terrorists, and they're murderers, and they are crooks of the highest order with the land grab. When they speak of peace, P-E-A-C-E, for them it means P-I-E-C-E, how to steal more and more land from them. One. Second one, you must remember that, can you believe this, the White House says, that that Israel did not violate international law. You can go read it and see. That is what America's statement is. And remember, 140 countries recognize Palestine from the United Nations. More countries recognize Palestine than the apartheid regime of Israel. But remember, only stumbling block is again America. So that is what you see. You must remember this. Spain told Israel your explanation for the murder and targeting of the 7-8 workers. The world Central Kitchen, the people there, is not acceptable and we reject it. So Spain is putting a lot of pressure. Well done to them. The world has condemned Israel and they call them out as terrorists and premeditated murder. The founder and the president or chairman, whatever you want to call him, but he is the founder of the World Central Kitchen. What did he say? He said that they didn't target our people once. They hit them, targeted them once, twice and thrice, and the vehicles were told to properly mark everything. They got clearance from the IDF, so this was a targeted killing, and this is what the Israeli diaper force is. They are trigger happy because they can murder Palestinians and nobody will ask questions. Hence, Gideon Levy writes in the Haaretz, he says that the foreign workers and the aid workers, their blood is thicker than that of the Palestinians. Go read it in the Haaretz yesterday. And the Arab League, the Haramis, most of them murtad and enemies of Islam. So they woke up from their slumber. They say Israel is a threat to the Arab world. So what you licking their boots for? Why you want to make peace with them, Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia? Why you made peace with them, Egypt, Jordan? Why you made peace with them, Bahrain and Morocco? Whole lot of you are traitors and murderers. In this sense, you are accomplice in the crime of what's happening there in Gaza, and you are murtad also, and quote my fatwa, in any part of the world. And then see in America, hey Biden, Allah will put you and the whole America away in one split second. 9 states, there are 50 states. So there are such huge storms hitting America and so forth that you find 9 of them, the roofs and the trees and so many things are blown away. Alhamdulillah, we're very happy. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Ya Allah, blow America away to wherever they want the hell to go to. So remember, we have no truck with them and no sympathy with them. Yes, Iran and Russia are building new treaties, new ties. They're consolidating their you must remember, relationship. Look at this Harami, this Murtad, Mahmoud Abbas, Abu Mazin. Now the Americans will give him money and the Israelis will tell him, you know what, there's so much pressure on Israel, you go do our dirty work. So this Mahmoud Abbas, the PA, the Al-Fatah movement, as they call themselves, Palestinian Authority, they entering Gaza and they attacking the Palestinians there in Rafah. You tell me they Muslim, this Mahmoud Abbas, MBS, MBZ, all Pakka Murtad Haramis of the First Order. And you Muslims better wake up when we tell you yoga is haram. See now in India what happened. An Indian company, they got yoga gurus. So now they're making adverts and those adverts are misleading. So big problems now with them there in India. There next to Bibi Netanyahu, he's seeing stars daytime and nighttime, the Harami, the war criminal. Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you murdered today? So the pro protests by the Jews and Zionists have turned into riots, and now the police are warning them that we will start shooting. For the Jews, they can't shoot. For the Palestinians, they shoot first, and then they ask questions. Pakistan, the Pakistan Tahrik-e-Insaf, Imran's party, say there's a big robbery going on even now after the elections. We know the Pukhtuan, that is the country, the state there, province there, Peshawar and all that, they won the elections there, but now there's delaying everything. So Pakistan, you know, Choroki hukumat, a government of thugs and crooks, remember that. They are also just the khadim and slaves of America. Petrol price is increasing in Pakistan by 9 rupees 66 paisa, and you know there's a huge steep increase for them there in Pakistan. So 9.66 rupees, that's the petrol price increasing. Haramain Sharifain, they have the railway and they are way going to make a money spinner for them. So Makkah to Medina, Medina Makkah and Jeddah and what have you. So thus far now in Ramadan, Haramain railway says 1.3 million people and visitors use this facility. South Africa, ANC, another disgrace. ANC are masters in scoring own goals. Every second ANC politician or minister or whatever seems to be, remember, corrupted somewhere and somewhere. Now Nagakula, Makulu corruption. You see that? So big, big crooks they are. So remember that she resigned and she's no more the speaker and she's involved in the corruption there. The whole world media is getting it. $120,000, they say, when she was Minister of Defense. I wonder how much she knew about defense besides pocketing the money. Therefore, me, I'll never vote for ANC and DA and EFF. I told you that 100 times. And if you want the stable South Africa, we have to bring the ANC down to below 50%, and the DA haramis, for them we must never ever vote. For Muslims to vote for them is haram, and remember that we must bring them down to less than 50% in the Western Cape. All my Bhutas and my sisters there in Cape Town, Jalamud Vakarskrik, no? So you must remember there in Turkey, Erdogan was totally humiliated, and then one place there, you must remember, the mayor, they warned of the opposition, but then they thought they were crooked in favor of Erdogan, and the Kurds and them started marching, and then they said, no, we will give it back to them, to Mayor Zardan. He won 55% of the vote, and Tayyip Erdogan's party only won 27, so the mayor is reinstated. Taiwan, strongest earthquake in 25 years, and hundreds and thousands of people affected there, some dead and so forth. It seems like there will be elections in Israel, the rogue apartheid regime, in September. And remember that these are few announcements I got to make here. Some people are saying now we are sitting for etikaf. We're speaking of the men especially. And now every day, because some crooked Molvi, Mufti, Mufatya, you know Iqbal what he said. Iqbal used to say of Pakistan, you know, one of the founding fathers, Pehle te mufti masail ke batane wale, abhi hai mufti mufke khane wale. First they were true muftis, now they have many muftis who eat free of charge. So they said that the bathroom and the shower is part of the masjid, so we used to go make bath and shower and all that every day. Well, your etikaf is broken, your sunnat etikaf, and you must make one day qaza. That is the fatwa according to the Hanafis school. So today from Maghrib, from sunset till tomorrow sunset, you must remain in the masjid with the intention of qada, and obviously you must be fasting. So, and the trustees also, you see that this is what Nabi alayhi salam said, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَذِرِ السَّاعَةِ. When you are given the post and all that and responsibilities, so whether it's imamat, whether it's khitabat, whether it's whatever, So you give it to incompetent people, then wait for Qiyamah. You see crazy things like that. So I sent out Hazrat Mohan Ahmad Sadiq Desai's message yesterday to thousands of people, alhamdulillah, and you should forward it to another thousands and millions of people. Absolute disgrace and shame to allow this to happen, remember. And then inshallah, for you ladies, remember, Eidgah totally haram. Yesterday, alhamdulillah, we made a big noise in one place. So after that message came, that Eidgah for ladies cancelled. Alhamdulillah. Therefore, we are not here to bootleg and curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician or government. Our aim is to teach through Islam and to defend Islam, not to defend Muslims. And then our history lesson today, so listen to this here. You all Muslims should know this, instead of knowing about Messi and all these Harabis who messed up your life. So 1973 October war, as it is known, if you go to Cairo, Egypt, till today you will see it's written on certain walls. So the Egyptian army were defeating the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel, and thereafter America must poke its nose everywhere. So there was a big commander, Muhammad Abdul Ati, and he was one of the architects of this victory, till America stepped in. And then, you know, King Faisal tightened the screws for America and the world. No more oil for you. So that is what happened. And then he was assassinated in 75. So he today, 24th of Ramadan, so he passed away in 2001. Remember their great names, Muhammad Abdul Ati, Rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Anybody takes on with Iman and Islam, the Jutlas and Americans, we will support them, remember that. And our programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat. Then 11 to 12, we will discuss Sadaqatul Fitr, Eid Salat and all that. And because next week, Wednesday, Thursday is Eid, inshallah. And thereafter, inshallah, 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir of the Noble Quran. Ji Maulana, we have 8-9 minutes, so let us do a quick fire, rapid quick fire Q&A, inshallah.
My question, American Zionists, Israel Zionist Haramis are enemies of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are about the so-called Muslim hypocrites, genocide sellouts, leaders?
100%, you hear my program every day. I call them out. We're not like the Salafis and bootlickers waiting for their dollars to come from the Saudi embassy. I haven't heard one Salafi, Molvi, Sheikh, Imam, and all this. They like big titles, the Mufatiyas, but they love the dollars more than the Deen of Islam. They have sold, they are sold to the devil, just like the American politicians. They are just prostitutes. You know, you get female prostitutes and you get male prostitutes. So remember, gigolos, whatever you call them, you must remember that. So we don't know too much about these things here, but you read about all these funny crazy things. So you must remember, so those American politicians, just give them millions of dollars and they will always block the truth. But Allah humiliates them, disgraces them. So similarly, these Salafi scholars in South Africa, 100% scholars for dollars. I challenge them all this week, Friday, today, make a public statement and say MBS of Saudi is Murtad bin Shaitan. Say the one of Emirates, MBZ, is Murtad bin Zindiq. You can't do that because you fear for your wages, you fear for your visa, you fear, what about Emirates? I got my ticket, I want to fly. Well, tell them to go to hell. So remember, Allah will give you honor and dignity. And all these kings and the Pharaoh, they see and so forth, and the kings Bahrain, Jordan, and there in Morocco, all murtads, haramis, traitors to Islam. That is our take and our fatwa.
Mufti Sahab, I missed one fast. Must I keep the Qaza fast first before the Shawwal fast, or keep my Shawwal fast and then do my Qaza fast?
So after Eid, whether Eid is on Wednesday, Thursday, you first must keep your Qadha fast. Whether it's 1, whether it's 5, whether it's 10, you must keep the Qadha fast first. And thereafter, you worry about the Shawwal fast. Why? Authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif. Sayyidina Abu Ibn Ansari, radiallahu anhu, reports his buried day in Istanbul. The Master, alayhi salam, said, Man Sama Ramadan, who kept all the fasts of Ramadan, 29:30, Thumma, there thereafter, subsequently, أَدْبَأَهُمْ بِسِتِّمْ مِنْ شَوَالٍ, and he follows it up with 6 fasts of Shawwal, كَانَ كَسِيَامِ الدَّهْرِ, is like you kept fast the whole entire year. So no, you must keep qaza first, and then you worry about Shawwal. The fasting of Ramadan is mandatory, compulsory. Shawwal fast, and that is voluntary, so Allah will not question you about that. So always learn the law of Al-Aham Fal-Aham, the law of priorities.
This is Roger. Everything you say, we must just do. Sir, you sound very bossy, like you are a commander of chief. Who put you in charge? Speak softly and not so abruptly. Tell us politely how to go about things. Don't just order us, Mr. Smart.
Mr. Smart, Roger, so you like me, so you just wake up every morning to hear. We're in a war situation. If I'm going to speak politely about the Jutlas and about Americans and so forth, Quran Sharif doesn't teach us that. Quran teaches us when we're against the enemy, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon you, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Jahidil Kufar, you must wage war against the non-Muslims who specially want to fight us and steal our land and our assets and so forth. Wal munafiqeen, and the hypocrites, all these Arab leaders and so forth, hypocrites of the highest order. Waghluz alayhim, and you must be firm against them. Why? Wa ma'wahum jahannam, and their resting place is the hellfire. Yes, I am a commander-in-chief of our Merkaz Sahaba, so you must remember that, whether you admit it or not, we're not bothered about you. So we tell you the truth, and therefore you love to hear the magnum, the magnet, and that is what we will speak. Our message has to be loud and clear. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he spoke on a Friday, wa rafa asawtahu, the Master alayhi salatu salam would raise his voice mubarak and his honorable voice, because it's a sermon you are giving to the ummah, which will set the precedent for humanity and posterity. Chapter 66, verse number 9. So, Brother Roger, Mr. Smart, Mr. Ugly, whatever you want to call yourself, we are not going to bend the rules to accommodate you. By us, there's no apologizing to the non-Muslims or compromising. We will tell you Islam is the best, and we want to share it with the rest.
Mufti Sahab, is the Middle East on the brink of an all-out war?
It will not happen, because there's too much at stake. You must remember this. So Iran and Israel will not attack one another directly. They will hit this way, that way. Iran will respond, but they won't respond there in Israel directly. So what they will do is they will attack their interests here or there and so forth and so on. Or if they attack directly, they will use Hezbollah, or they'll use Ansarullah, the Houthis and so forth. So that is what they will do. But they in existence 75 years, but not once did Israel attack Iran directly, or is Iran attack Israel directly. Why? Because the Jews and the Kufar Shias all belong to one camp. And if you think I'm saying this, if you know anything about Shiaism, go read the book Rijalul Kashi, and in there, one of the authentic books, and remember by Allama Nobakhti, in there he wrote there the founding father of Shia Azam is a Jew. So that is what they did, Abdullah bin Sabah, during the time of Sayyidina Usman. So therefore, if they fight and have a war among themselves, we'll be very happy. But they're smarter than that. They will play saber rattling. They will hit somebody, but they won't be full out war. That's what will happen. Yes, when the time comes for Qiyamah and so forth, what they call Armageddon, so then all hell will break loose. But that will be a lot of time still for that. Nabi Hazrat Mahdi has to come. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam has to come. A lot of things. The Saudi government has to fall, and the Khilafat will be established with Hazrat Mahdi and so forth.
Well, Shitab, it seems that this question has come from Mr. Roger again. Can you change your tune a bit? Your examples are becoming monotonous. You keep blabbing over the same issue over and over again. Do you have to always bring Monica in the closing of the mosque? Can you change your tune a bit?
So remember, today we didn't speak anything about Monica. I don't know what which station you're listening to. Today we didn't speak nothing about closing of the mosque. So remember this type of things. I wonder if your name is really Roger, or you are a Muslim hiding behind Roger's name, and you are a sympathizer of those who close the mosque and so forth. Anybody who closed the mosque and they're justifying it, Salat is not permissible behind them, because they are traitors to Islam. Go and read Surah 2, verse 114. Lahum fi dunya khizyun wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. For them is humiliation. More than 50%, 60% of the mosque don't allow them to give lectures there and so forth. And the mosque and the imams who allow them, they're getting humiliated, like you see yesterday what happened. So regarding the shower story and all these things, yeah. Wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. And in the year after, there'll be a terrible, grievous punishment for them. They didn't only close the mosque, Roger, if that is your real name. Oh, but I suspect that you are a Muslim, but a sympathizer for them, and you are lying in Ramadan, if that is the case. They closed the mosque 5 days before the government, and they went to court to close the mosque. Never happened in human history, but it happened in South Africa with the scholars for dollars. We need to name them, shame them, and nail them and say salat behind them is not permissible. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Jazakallah.